Hi, folks. I'm Jillian Fenner, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio's feature program with my co-host,
Tom Majeure.
And Tom, this is something kind of exciting. We've had this guest here for something else with somebody else, and we decide we need to have him come back.
Yes, we did. Now, Jelaine, do you remember the Andy Griffith Show?
Well, yes, it's still on TV, Tom.
Oh, is it?
Yes, watch it once in a while.
Well, you know, we all loved Andy Griffith.
That's right.
And our guest today is a sheriff. His name is Rich Martin, and he's the sheriff of Lake County. But when you look at him and when he talks with me, he is a community person. He makes me think of Andy Griffith.
Well, he's not intimidating sometimes. I think as you see some different sheriffs or state police or city police, and he's not that stern-looking cop that you're just afraid of.
He's a friendly guy, and we've enjoyed the conversation. I've learned a lot from, we did this initially for the Irons Community Service Center and his program to help young people, and we'll talk about more about this time. We're talking about him and his department specifically, exclusively.
So it's Rich Martin, sheriff of Lake County.
That's correct.
You want to let our listeners know where Lake County, because a lot of people might not know where that's at.
Okay, so I would say Lake County is always the place that everybody kind of knows but doesn't know until they get there. You know,
okay.
I mean, I always say that everybody owns property in Lake County, or they know somebody that owns property in Lake County, but it's just about an hour and a half north of Grand Rapids between Ludington and Cadillac. That's why I put it halfway between Ludington and Cadillac. Small community, very diverse community, a lot of things going on there. Very unique. There's a lot of history there with Idlewild and the logging industry and those type of things. So definitely a unique place, different than where I was originally from, but I think I fit in really well. So I'm from the Kalamazoo area. The city of Kalamazoo is where I was born and raised and graduated from. Otsego, which is in Allegan County. It is a suburb of the Kalamazoo County area, if you would say that. But moved up here a few years ago. I've had property up here for many years and enjoyed the area and decided a way that I could actually stay up here all the time, which a lot of people want to do, and they got to have the ability to be able to do that. We want to be here, but can we actually pay our bills and stay and live here? You know.
Well, that's the thing. And, you know, our listeners, we know we have listeners up in the UP, as well as all over the state of Michigan, Illinois, and now actually around the world, Tom, because we're streaming. But a lot of people, we're in Cadillac, Michigan, and so it's the northern lower part, but it's always up north. Everybody wants to live up north, go up north, but can they work? Well, Tom, before we go any farther, have a word of prayer, please.
Absolutely. Our great Heavenly Father, today we're going to be talking about law enforcement. Lord, you taught us that to respect our leaders and such, and our leader that we're interviewing today has a unique perspective, very likable and comfortable. And Lord, help us to learn, but to also enjoy this broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So you said you're from down Kalamazoo area.
That's correct.
So were you in law enforcement down there?
I was. I started my law enforcement back in 1993. And I've kind of unique because I was in law enforcement, but I've also done other things too at the same time. So I've owned a few businesses, and I started my career going at Kalamazoo Valley and basically moved my way up, started as a reserve officer to get into the experience of it back in Mattawan, which is a suburb of Kalamazoo.
Which is kind of west of Kalamazoo?
It's right on the county line there. So that's where I started, which is a small community, which is similar to, I would say, Cadillac. Maybe Cadillac's a little bit bigger, but as the town has grown. But that's where I started my law enforcement career, and we have worked for several departments, some other sheriff's offices, and moved up here and decided to run for sheriff with my experience. And the good people of Lake County elected me sheriff. The first time, 80 votes I won by, and the second time I won by 70%. So
I guess they liked you.
I think a lot of people didn't know me at the time because I came from downstate, and I spent a lot of time getting people getting out there to get people to know who I was and what I was all about, and I think it has paid off. And we're moving in a positive direction now. Lake County has been stagnant for a long time when it comes to a lot of things, and the department, the dynamics of it and what we're doing. I mean, we're there to serve the community. And when you make the Andy Griffith reference, I've heard that before, but there was a reason why that was a popular show, is because that's the kind of chief law enforcement person that we wanted. We wanted somebody that wasn't there to throw the book at people, but to get, things accomplished in the most amicable way that we possibly could. Sometimes you got to put the law down, but sometimes there's other options to get the job completed.
Well, it's like, there are laws, and we got to uphold the laws, but it's not like you're waiting for them to break the law.
Right, right.
And you do what we've talked about, is having relationship with people.
Yeah.
And so a question about that, which I heard you say about being in law enforcement and other businesses, even though you were in law enforcement, you had something on the side. And then I think maybe you left law enforcement for a while and had a business too.
Well, we, after doing something for so long, especially law enforcement, everybody gets excited and really happy to get into it and beat the streets and get out there and make some traffic stops and arrests when you're younger. But anybody will tell you, after so many years, it kind of...
You
see the same characters. It's the same thing. It's the same issues. I'm at 80% of what I do as the sheriff is Dr. Phil. I'm solving people's problems or problems that they created themselves, and now they want my help. Hopefully that they listen. But it gives me a unique perspective. Having, being sheriff, you have to have experience to be able to do this, especially in intense law enforcement experience, because you're the administrator and the elected official of the primary department of the county.
Let's pause for a moment. You shared something. The primary law enforcement, there is no other law enforcement in Lake County except for the state. And the conservation officer.
So Lake County is very unique in many ways, and one of that being is the actual how many law enforcement agencies are in Lake County, and the answer to that that's located in the four corners of the county is the sheriff's office. So
right, because there's municipalities, but they don't have their own city police.
They don't. There's no township, village, city police departments here. The only help
not
that we
even
have.
Not even the city of Ludington, which came as a great surprise to me.
Yeah. Ludington would be in a different county, but
oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. So we'll have to give you some.
That's
Mason County. We'll have to give you some county education.
But Baldwin is the seat.
I knew where you were going. Okay. Baldwin.
Baldwin is the capital
or the county seat.
The county seat.
Yes.
And it's a nice size little city.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have any police.
They don't. They don't. It's us, and we're very limited sometimes, but. We do have some issues. I mean, we're not a department that is not busy. I mean, we are maybe a little bit smaller than some other departments, but we're not a real small department either. So we have some of the issues that we have in bigger cities, but on a smaller scale. But we have other issues that other counties don't have, or different areas, because this is a recreational area.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would always guess that 60% of the property owners in Lake County don't live in Lake County. So when you talk about 12,000 people year round, but then on the weekends you could have 30,000 people, it's different dynamics, different people, different things that you deal with. But it's very unique, and it's really cool if you really think about it, how Lake County is and all the dynamics that come along with it.
I explained to our listeners how you are the Andy Griffith. I'm going to key on that. I'm stuck on that. But I want our listeners to understand your philosophy and the way you go about it. It is so friendly. It's so gentle, but it's still authoritative. It keeps the respect of the office in mind. You still have to follow the rules.
That's correct.
Give an example to our listeners of how you have that friendly touch.
Well, first off, we have to look at law enforcement in general in the world that we live in. I mean, things are a lot different than what it used to be.
Is it hostile?
I wouldn't say people are more hostile, but more people are more vocal about it. I mean, it's like you get on social media, that's a platform where people can pretty much say whatever they want and not always be held accountable for it, or they give out different information. But my philosophy and with a lot of things is always to think outside the box and try to make things happen a little unorthodox than what normally people would expect, and establishing those relationships, being out in the community, knowing the people that you're serving. And with a smaller community, I have the ability to be able to do that. If I was in a metropolitan area, I probably wouldn't be able to do as much and my job would be different. But being that it is that small town like Mayberry atmosphere, that's exactly the kind of sheriffs that's needed here. And I've been fortunate enough to be able to be in that position for 2 terms now. And establishing these relationships, establishing these programs, most of the time people have contact with law enforcement, it's a negative thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's usually a speeding ticket. It's we need
domestic.
Your help, domestic situation, somebody has a warrant. Back in the day, it used to be where, you know, the badge and the uniform, people respected that. That sometimes has the opposite effect. So we have to sit back now and think about policing in the 21st century. Exactly what does that entail and what are we going to do? And part of that is establishing those relationships with the community, and the community needs to be able to trust you. Yeah, the number one answer that, or I should say the number one question that new police recruits that are getting right out of the academy have on what department they pick or choose to where they want to work is, how does the community feel about that law enforcement agency in the area that they're policing? Because nobody wants to go to a department where everybody doesn't like law enforcement, doesn't like the cops, you know. So how do we do that? And there's different things that we've implemented in different programs and to be able to do this.
So what do you mean, like programs?
So we've started, we started an Explore program, which is for the kids. You know, we have, it's like cadets from 6th grade to 20 years of age. They do training. For example, tonight they do training from 6 to 8. They do police training on a smaller scale.
Really?
But it's open from 6th grade to 20 years of age, and they will train twice a month, 2nd and 4th Wednesday. And the special events, they will work them. They will use, like, Feeding America, do traffic control for those type of things. So basically,
really? Will you give them some sort of t-shirt?
They actually have uniforms. They wear the actually older style uniforms with the Class A's, with the brown shirts and the beige pants with the stripe. They have a badge patch. They have the patches on their shoulders that signify, say, Sheriff, but it says Explorer Division. So it isn't just for kids that want to get into law enforcement, but it creates structure. Kids especially need to have a place where they can go that they feel like family and have that structure and have those opportunities.
And you said training. So, like, what kind of training?
So they may do, one day they'll do traffic stops. They may do canine handling. They may do evidence collecting. They may do traffic stops. You know, we'll have a car out in the parking lot and we'll simulate making a traffic stop and approaching the driver, approaching the passenger, things that you need to say. So an Explore program is actually pretty popular on the east side of the state. There's not one in northern Michigan. I started this about 5 years ago and with 6 students, and of course kids grow up, and now I have about 18. It just depends. So that's one thing that we've done. During COVID, we thought that there was the cans and the bottles that people weren't taking back, so we decided to have 6 days of people turning them in, 3 days in Luther, 3 days in Baldwin, and that initial run brought in $9,200, and what I found out is that people couldn't take their returnables back during the COVID crisis, but when they don't have a crisis and they can take them back, I've also realized they don't want to take them back either.
I understand. I hate
you. Understand 100%. Yes. People like to sit in the can machine, and sometimes it works. You realize if you have to take cans back to can machine, it's like slot machines. You find the best one of all the can takers that works the time. You know, we've learned that going there so many times. But so we started that, and the money that's been generated with that, initially $9,200, up to that and some other programs we have, like the Bless of the Bikes. We have an official T-shirt that you can buy for Bless of the Bikes now that says, you know, Lake County Sheriff's Office official T-shirt, and on the back we started. I said, what would be something that would be kind of cool? Thinking about unorthodox and getting people something that they would enjoy and think was funny and entertaining at the same time, but also generate revenue for these programs, would be on the back of the first shirt. It said, "Come on vacation, leave on probation."
Yeah.
So, you know, which is the coined phrase that people think Lake County is, which is absolutely not. I mean, we try to get people to follow the rules.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we've come up with a cheat sheet. You know, when I had to work a few weekends because we were shorthanded, I realized there's certain things that people should know that they don't know. So instead of giving them a ticket, we give them a cheat sheet and says, follow this, you probably follow the rules. So kid programs, charity programs, we've donated donated almost $75,000 to over 70 nonprofits and charities in Lake County or surrounding Lake County, like the breast cancer. We've done senior centers, AMVETS, VFW, Kid Projects, the Drama Club. All these places, because one thing about Lake County, I hate to use the word that we're the poorest county, because I don't think that's an accurate representation, because you're not considering the people that, you know, are retired there and the people that come up there and so forth. But there is a need to have funding, and when we can find a funding source, something like this, it doesn't take a whole lot. It's worth it because it benefits the community. And the more things you do for the community, the more relationships, the more that they see that law enforcement's doing a positive thing, the better response we're going to have for investigations. People coming to us, wanting to come talk to us, because they feel of law enforcement being something that's there to help you, not something against. It's kind of like with the little kid you would bring up, and you would see him at the fair, and you would say, okay, behave, because the cops are here, that you don't want them to take you to jail. Worst thing you can absolutely do, because from that point, that kid has been impressed that the law enforcement is not someone you can go to for help, but someone that's bad, and people don't realize that. Yeah. So
you're trying to get ahead of the curve. You're creating a positive relationship before preemptive, before
we want to be proactive. Yeah. We don't want to be reactive. We want to reach those people. And when one person does it, then other people are more apt to do it. I mean, when we started these donations, all the Chamber of Commerce is doing donations. Some of the grocery stores, some of the other organizations are now doing donations. So it takes one person to stand up. So my feeling is that I'm also the working sheriff, where I'm not just out there in my office sitting behind the desk. In all honesty, I don't hang out at my office unless I have a reason to be there. I'll either be out on the road, I'll be out talking to people, I'll be at meetings, I will be, I go to, you know, every township meeting every other month or village meeting, because that's something that has never been done before, where you want to know what's going on. Plus, these other municipalities want to know what the county's doing. You know?
Well, it's good PR for you.
Yeah.
And so a question about when you say Lake County, I've heard this a lot, it's the poorest county. Financially, because like you don't have the big municipalities, you don't have a lot of people living there. I mean, you made a comment earlier, 60% of the people that own property don't even live there year round.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's a complete true accurate number, but it's pretty close.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. So you have different dynamics. You have people live here year round and people that come up here on the weekends, and then there's people that eventually want to live here and they retire and they come up here. So the dynamics is, for such a rural community, it's the dynamics in it is very extreme on everybody that lives here, but we all get along, and that's the nice thing, right?
Now, you said so the sheriff's department, of you've had programs where donations $75,000. That's money that you've raised, fundraising, not coming from the sheriff's department.
No. So all these programs that we use for charity are no tax dollars used. These are all done by donations or things that we have purchased through donations, and the proceeds for those items when they're sold go to those programs. So it's something that's been an easy success. And with success, something that works, we want to maintain that and keep it working, because it does have a positive response.
So, okay, we want to talk about some of your charity drives then. I mean, you mentioned the pop cans.
Yeah, so we started with that, and we've developed the challenge coins. That's a big thing for law enforcement.
Explain the challenge coins.
So challenge coins is, apparently there was a philosophy back. It starts in military days, and I don't know all of it, but basically if you were issued one from your special unit in the military, if you were in contact with somebody from that group or somebody command or something to that effect, you had to present your challenge coin. Well, now they're just more of a novelty thing, where corrections, law enforcement, AMVETS even have a challenge coin. So basically, it's just a coin to collect, and they want these coins. So we created a coin. Actually, we have three coins. We have one for Bless the Bikes for the Explorers, and that generates that for the Explorers. We have one that the initial one we did, and now we're dating one every year. So every year, you'll have a new one to collect versus one.
So they buy them.
They buy them. That money goes to the Flower Fund, is what we call it, and after the money money goes in the flower fund. We make a decision on who people can request. You know, it's got to go to a nonprofit or it's got to go to a government entity. It can't go to profit, with the exception of like the new program, which is the driver's ed program that I started, where when we talk about programs and primarily this, any charity things, I always say the first thing and foremost is for the children, that we want to do something for the kids because those are the ones that are the future. Mm-hmm. And when I took driver's ed was in school. It was semester.
Free.
Yeah, and that was like the only class I got an A in high school because I wanted my driver's license, you know. And now you have to pay, you know, anywhere from $500 to $700 approximately and go elsewhere. So the idea was to bring some stuff to Lake County, bring a driver's ed instructor there to Luther, because Luther's one of those places that, you know, we want people to come to, because I live in Luther, actually. Yeah, that's one of the things. And if we can, it's more attractions, you know, bring your kids here, you know. So the program itself, where if you live in Lake County, you attend a school, because we have a lot of school districts in Lake County. We just only have one school that's actually physically located in Lake County. So we couldn't find anybody right now. We're still working on it to bring somebody for that. But in the interim, what I did was I said, why don't we give a voucher to these kids for wanting to get it done? So basically, if they sign up for a third-party driver's ed program, there's an application that they have to pick up and fill out and drop off and signed by either the principal or superintendent. And there's actually some a provision for homeschool. So we want to keep those kids out too. And we've reached out a few checks now. So it's $300. So they fill it out. And if they've gotten good grades for a couple months and they're not in any trouble, and we're going to give we write the check right out to the actual third party, so the driving academy. We're not giving just $300 and say, hey, hopefully you pay the right thing, you know. So there are some checks and balances in what we do, and there's checks and balances in everything that we do. And, you know, it's just one of those things that has been beneficial, and I think it's going to be very beneficial for the community here when the sheriff is willing to do another thing. You know, that broadens the horizons. It does something more than we're supposed to do. My philosophy on sheriff is, it's not just law enforcement, but it's unity within the community. The sheriff is there to, constitutionally, I mean, I'm an elected official. It's the only law enforcement elected official in the country that basically the people elect the person they want to basically keep them safe and keep the community safe. And that's my job at the end of the day. So how do I do that? And these are some of the things that we do to get to that.
So this driver's ed, this is something new. How long have you been doing it?
This has just started, you know, really less than a month ago.
Oh, okay.
So what we did, we put it out there. We were going to wait for the driver's ed instructor to come here. We couldn't get one to come here because everybody's busy, and we didn't want to do it ourselves, like have somebody go through the academy for liability reasons, you know, mm-hmm. And that would just be another something that we have to do, which there's a lot of stuff we have to do. But it has been successful, and we've issued out a few checks, and it's going to be something to continue on. So I think we'd probably, with the ruralness of it, we may have like three to five a month, which we can facilitate that with our charity programs that we
right.
have.
Right. Well, and then it helps the kids that, because it does cost quite a bit of money now to try to get a driver's license.
Yeah, yeah.
And it then helps the family, not just the child, but the family to be able to pay for it.
That's right.
You mentioned something about the flower program. What is that?
Well, what we call is a flower fund. Like, say, when it comes to government and municipalities, you know, you're dealing with tax dollars. So every tax dollar is used for a certain purpose. I mean, it isn't, a lot of people think that there's a big pot and all this cash goes into it and we just pull it out anytime we want out of the big pot cauldron. Actually, there's about 100 smaller pots and each pot is for a specific purpose. So that money that we get is not, you know, tax generated. It's all donation. So even with uniforms for like the Explorers, we use you know, old uniforms or used uniforms, you know, so we're not spending anything. So and also the kids, like in charge of this program, like with the driver's ed, there's the driver's ed, we pay for part of it, but like with the Explorer program, there's no cost for the student to be part of it. We pay for all that. And it's not hard getting donations for kid projects. So
mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. I'm going to ask you a question about the blessing of bikes. That would seem like, from a law enforcement issue, would be a nightmare. How many, 10,000, 5,000 bikes?
So it's been, that was the 51st year last year, and the Paradise Motorcycle Club started that 50 years ago with a couple couples that wanted a prayer before they rode, and it grew up to a big thing. But that by far is the biggest event that we do in Lake County. But it isn't, what people don't know, the hardest part as the sheriff isn't really the event itself. It's the Saturday before the blessing. Because what happens is we shut down Town Baldwin and all these bikes parked down there. So when I took over as sheriff the first time, we had two blocks that we did, and it didn't take many people to do the traffic for that. Now I open it up to five blocks to be safe and more, you know, more bikes out there, which we barely fit them in with that. But to be able to do a reroute, you have to do a detour around the village. And to do a detour, what people don't understand, you have to have manpower to do it.
Every intersection.
Yeah, I have. It's such a big event that I actually have to call in fire departments, not just from Lake County, but from other areas. And then I have reached out to other sheriffs and a couple years ago, and I have deputies that are coming in from six different counties. Mm-hmm. That department, that's the kind of relationship that we have with these other municipalities, is that they're willing to come in and pay their overtime to have an officer here to do that, which didn't happen before. Like, you know, Lake County was on an island. It was kind of like the redheaded stepchild, you know, where you know, they didn't participate a whole lot. My whole thing is about the more that we can do with other agencies, it'll save us money, but we get a better product if we have more people that participate.
So when is Blessing of the Bikes?
But it's the third weekend in May. So
And where is it at?
It's actually in Baldwin. Okay. It's at the airport. So the Saturday that we shut down, so only the bikes are down there, that's from 3 to 9. So we shut it down. They park their bikes there. It's been a traditional thing. And then all the business owners downtown will, you know, make the proceeds off of that. That's kind of for the businesses and to keep it safe. Mm. And then the blessing is actually Sunday. And that usually takes place about 1 o'clock, but you know, last year we had, you know, like around just under 5,000 bikes, which is a lot of bikes. Yeah. Weather has to be good.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But that program was started by Paradise Motorcycle Club, and now it's been taken over by the AMVETS for the first time by themselves this year, and they got different ideas. So.
Well, just a couple things. If other sheriffs or law enforcement people like what they heard today and your philosophy, how could they get in contact with you and share some of your
ideas? I mean, yes, he's got lots of ideas. Yeah.
Well, there's ways to contact me. You can contact Lake County Sheriff's Office and obviously leave a message for the sheriff. Obviously, I have an email. So I'm pretty open. I have a job to do, but I'm just like everybody else. So if I always tell people to email me is always best, because then I look at my email all the time and I won't forget to call you back. I forget to call you back. You usually called me when I was busy and I forgot to call you back. So it's rmartin@co.lake.mi.us. That's rmartin, M-A-R-T-I-N, @co.lake.mi.us. lake.mi.us is my email, and you can contact me by that if you have
any questions. And what's the phone number for Lake County Sheriff?
The Sheriff's Office is 231-745-2712. 231-745-2712.
Okay. And they could ask for the sheriff, Rich Martin. I heard him on the radio. I have a question.
Yes, that's correct. They can absolutely do that.
Okay. And then about your charities, are there any charities that you would like our listeners to be involved in?
Well, what I would like to do is reach out to the community like I said, after we went public with the driver's ed program, somebody saw it on Facebook and they sent a check for $300. You know, so I would always ask that, you know, good Lord willing, that it takes people to, it doesn't take me, it takes more than me. And you know, I always hate to ask for money, but the thing is that if people can donate to these charity programs, and they will be used as such. So anybody that wants to be able to do that, every little bit helps. We do have the revenue coming in, but we can always use it for something. So if anybody has any questions or they want to donate to a particular program, we can do that. So.
And where would they, if they want to just send you a check, like you said, where would they make the check out?
They make it out to the Lake County Sheriff's Office, and then in the memo line, you would put down, you know, a charity program. And basically, you can mail it to the Lake County Sheriff's Office, which is 1153 Michigan Ave, 1153 Michigan Ave, Baldwin, 49304. And you just put Attention Charity Program or Attention Sheriff Martin, and we'll get it. And those funds will be used for a good purpose.
So. All right. Well, thank you.
We've had a good time with Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith, yeah. Yes. So, folks, we hope that you've been blessed, and law enforcement people out there listening, maybe it's given you some ideas to help your area. And I was thinking, not even law enforcement. Somebody might think, this is a good charity. I need some ideas. I'll help start it. So, God bless you. Thank you for listening, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.